Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stoney, let me see if I have the email here. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't explain it really well in the email. So
that's okay. Okay. Here's I won't give away what you're gonna say. Did you have the same reaction when you read this email? Okay. This is Stoney's email to us last night. We do send around emails of stuff we want to talk about. Jamie always talks about thinking about stuff that is only for him, kind of like inside bits for one. I thought about this today. ..
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you do. You talk. Give me kind of an example. Give people the examples.
I call Carson Daly, Carson Daly.
Right.
Like Bison Daly.
Right.
I don't know why. I just do. You know?
So,
for example, whenever Heather talks about the coronavirus mm-hmm. as potentially being a pandemic,
right.
I'll say, got that pandemic, which is a line from The Wire, because they used to sell a drug on the streets called Pandemic. And so I told Greg my joke because he watched The Wire and he now enjoys it. So,
okay.
Got that pandemic.
Now, I think about weird things all the time.
You told us one time you went to Kroger and you thought, what would the entire supermarket cost?
Right. Or you go to Meijer. What, yeah, if you somehow could like ring up everything in the place, how much
money?
It would be $10 million or something, I would assume.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Unless you had a card.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe like 9.7.
Okay. So that's pretty stupid. The other day I was thinking, you know, pick your restaurant. What's one of your favorite restaurants?
One of my favorite restaurants.
It could be lunch. It could be a Coney. It doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
So I think, what is it?
Clubhouse BFD.
Okay. Clubhouse in Troy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two Iagavolodios.
Yeah, exactly. So suppose.
Italian joint.
So suppose you go to a restaurant,
okay.
Right? And you're like, Mr. Joe's right up here for lunch.
Oh, I love Mr. Joe's.
Okay.
Great burgers.
Suppose on this day, any day, nobody decided to go to Mr. Joe's or your place, Clubhouse. What would the reaction be? I mean, because you sit there, we're going to go for lunch. Let's go here. Let's go here. But what if someday everybody decided to go to a different place and the place was empty? Could you imagine the reaction from the employers? Well, what's going on here? Nobody's coming in. It's because nobody decided to go to someplace else this day. Is that just weird? I don't know why I think about this weird crap. But how does that happen? But why not? Why does somebody always say, you know what? I'm going to go to Applebee's today. But maybe everybody decides not to go to Applebee's, and Applebee's would be empty.
Heather, you want to take this one?
No, I mean, that's a weird thought.
I know, exactly.
I mean, I've had weird thoughts too, but they're not quite like that.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if the same food tastes the same to each person, and do I like that taste and you don't, or it tastes the same? I think like that, weird
right.
thoughts like that. Like, does broccoli taste the same to me as it does to you, but I don't like broccoli, but you like the taste of it, or does it taste different for me and that's why I don't like it and it tastes better to you?
That's a good question.
That's
good
how
question.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I go to a place and I sit there and say, you know.
Have you ever been to a restaurant where you were the only person in the restaurant for the entire time you were there? You walked in, sat down, ordered something, they served it, you ate it, you paid and walked out, and you're the only people there? I don't think it's ever happened.
No.
Have you ever gone to a movie where you were the only person in the movie theater?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
I have too.
Yeah.
Was it a movie that had been out for a few weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
For a very long time.
And you finally went and saw it, and you were the only ones in the theater.
I don't understand. I'm trying to figure out how to say this eloquently. How do people decide where they're going to go to lunch or dinner? And I know how they decide, but what if they decide to go someplace else? And the place was empty. If you own the clubhouse.
If there's any restaurant owners out there and you've gone through one day where nobody comes to your restaurant.
Of course, it doesn't happen.
Give us a call, 248-539-9090.
It doesn't happen. But do you ever sit and wonder why everybody goes to one place one day?
Well, they don't. They go to other places.
I know, but suppose everybody picked the other places one day. You'd sit there and say, oh my God, is our food bad?
You probably wonder that.
Do we have coronavirus? I mean, well, what's going on here? Why is anybody here? Yesterday, the place was packed. Today, nobody's here. Why? Because they decided to go to the other place or one of the other places.
Yeah.
I think part of the reason I had this thought yesterday was when I went to pick up a prescription at Walgreens and there was one other person in the Walgreens.
Uh-huh.
And I found that very unusual. Usually CVS's and Walgreens, there's always a lot of people in there.
Did that person have a cart?
Yes.
I hate people with carts at CVS or Walgreens. That drives me nuts. Because you always know they're going to be... Like, I saw a woman yesterday at the Hallmark store with a cart. I was like, no. There's no carts at the Hallmark store.
Hallmark store?
Oh, yeah. Well, because they, in addition to cards, they have, you know, their little...
Knickknacks and things
you.
Like that.
Candles, things like that.
Yeah.
I've never even noticed a cart being offered at the Hallmark store.
I had neither, but this woman was pushing a cart around the Hallmark store. And I said, no. Well, Stoney, I guess my only possible answer to your question, I'm not even sure it's a question.
No, it's just a weird, it's an oddity that goes through my mind because I'm a weird dude.
Is that, let's say you went to one of the restaurants where on that particular day, everybody decided to go.
Yeah.
And therefore the wait for a table was too much. Then you would say, well, what's nearby? And maybe that's how it all kind of filters. It's like trickle down.
Economics,
trickle down restaurant attendance.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the only thing I can possibly think of. And certain restaurants are going to be more popular on certain days.
Right.
Happy hours and whatnot. I mean, I don't know.
And I'm not picking like high class, like Capital Grill on a Saturday night. Obviously,
no,
still go.
No.
Just your basic restaurant.
Like you and your boys famously will have lunch every so often at Steve's Deli.
Yes.
Right? On Telegraph and Maple.
Yes.
Right? And what if you walked in there one day and for whatever reason, nobody went to Steve's Deli?
Yeah. Be weird. It would be really weird.
There's no denying it would be weird.
Right.
It'd be particularly weird for the people at Steve's Deli.
That's who I'm thinking about.
Like, I always think of the people at the car wash. Like, on snow days or rain days, they just shut down the car wash because they know nobody's going to come.
Right.
But do they shut it down for the entire day? Or do they shut it down for only a couple hours? Because, hey, who knows? People might, the sun might come out in the afternoon. Maybe people want to get their car washed.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I don't know.
Heather, you seem mystified.
I don't think about those things.
Well, but you said you think about weird things sometimes.
I do think
too.
About weird things. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Now, you never thought about how much merchandise was in a Kroger or
no,
Meijer?
No, never. Never. I've never thought about that.
No, but I have thought about what are the odds of somebody having the exact same cart as me? I've thought about that.
Really?
Yeah. it's got to be in the trillions. Like, I would think you'd have a better chance of winning the lottery.
Than having somebody buy the exact same groceries?
Right. Like,
yeah,
where
sure.
All of a sudden, like, you run into somebody you know at the store and you look at your cart and you have the exact same cart. Two limes, one bottle of wine. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's very strange.
All right. Ticket
Weird.
Text. Stoney, you should never have taken that LSD. Are you guys high as F? Travis on 23.
No, Stoney is. We're not. Stoney is on medication right now for the coronavirus. Sure.
Please make Stoney stop sharing his inner thoughts. They're scary and confusing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't like certain topics on the radio, so I switch the channel. What if everyone turned the channel from 97?
They just did.
Was Stoney high when he started thinking about this? Weird thought. If your best friend was next to you choking on ice, would patience be the best advice?
No, it would not be. So the first wave of texts we got immediately after Stoney revealed this, because both Heather and I were kind of reaction of...
Why the hell would you think of this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you just say that or was that a drop?
No, that was me.
That sounded like a drop. The general text, tone of the text was, when did Stoney start doing drugs this morning? Is he on LSD? Does he have the coronavirus? What's wrong with Stoney? Has Stoney been drinking? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now the second wave of texts have come in and they are... other really weird thoughts that our listeners have had.
Yes. And some of these are legitimate, I think.
No, none of them are legitimate. They're all very weird.
What? Exactly.
Yeah.
I like this one. I think about the first guy who ever shaved. How many times did he shave before the second guy caved?
And what did he do it with? A knife?
I know.
Like with, you know, the first guy who shaved. Like, mm-hmm.
He didn't have shaving cream.
No. But like, you know, cavemen.
Yeah.
Really sharp rock.
Cavemen are usually, you know, who's the first guy who got a haircut?
Samson. Right?
I don't know. So these are all fair questions.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's like sports. I mean, like, okay, here's a weird thought I've come up with. Why are the big four like, all right, how am I going to explain this? We have four major sports in America, not counting golf and racing and everything, right? Baseball, hockey, basketball, and football. Why? Like, why are those the four sports? Why isn't there some random sport that involves balls and an ice surface? And you know what I mean? Like, what constitutes, what do these?
How do they, somebody, you know, invented the game?
Dr.
Naismith,
Abner Doubleday, you name it.
Right. Who knows?
Yeah.
How about this one? I think about the moment when I'm drifting off to sleep and then my body jerks and I'm falling suddenly. I wonder if that's a defense mechanism for something, like when you're sleeping, on a cliff or just top bunking. Okay. How about this one?
Well, when you can't sleep at night, when you're like up at night and you just can't fall asleep, you do think about falling asleep. You think about, what is that like? Because, you know, we all fall asleep and your mind just eventually goes blank and you fall asleep. Mm-hmm. But when you can't sleep, you're like, okay, what is that moment? Am I going to know the exact moment when I fall asleep? Which you won't, but you do think about that.
I'm a thoughtful guy. Right now, I'm thinking about the people who invented words. Did they just look at stuff and say the first thing that came to their minds? And if so, how do you explain duffel bag?
I've thought about that a lot before. Like, how did this specific word become a word and who created the word? And then it stuck.
Why would it be duffel?
Duffel bag. I don't know.
Never felt more like a loser than when I was the only one at a Chinese buffet at 2:00 on a Monday for the whole time. See, he had that thought.
You know, I thought of one time when I was outside pulling weeds in the summertime of my flower beds. Who decided that weeds were bad and flowers were good? What if it was the other way around? It'd be so much easier. Right?
You're right, because the weeds...
Because the weeds always
grow.
They just
grow naturally. Right.
Flowers, you have to...
You got to work at, you know? So, like, why don't we just switch it up? And say and decide that flowers are bad and weeds are good.
Yeah.
Life would be so much easier. Although it would probably kill a large portion of the industry. Mm-hmm. Mike in Brighton on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Good. How are you?
We're weird.
Good, good. So, yeah, for sure. So, and this is coming, right? Like, I mean, I'm an oyster lover, but I always wonder, like, who was the first guy to crack it open and be like, yep, looks good. I'm going to down it.
Because some people can't stand oysters because the consistency.
Right.
I love them.
And I mean, it really doesn't look great. You know, I mean, I love it, right? But somebody had to be like, yeah, I'm going to let it go down. But, like, I just don't know, you know, why or how or what, you know?
Well, along those lines, like, who was the first person to look at a cow and go,
yep,
I'm going to kill it, cut it up, cook it, and then eat it, right?
Yeah.
Some cheese and some bacon and make a burger.
Put it between two pieces of bread, and then why did the bun develop from the bread?
Right.
Like, why not just bread? Why did it have to become a bun, right?
Yeah.
That's a great question, Mike. These are all very good questions. Similarly to my weed flower thing.
Yeah.
And this probably has something to do with taste buds, but I also wondered, why did vegetables become bad and cookies become good? Why didn't we switch them around? Like when they first started, like with regular food stuff, say,
right.
If you finish your dinner, then you can have some broccoli. Like, why didn't we put value on the broccoli as opposed to on the cookies?
Because our taste buds like sweet things.
No, I understand that.
No, okay.
But you can train your taste buds. Can't you kind of refine your taste buds to a certain degree?
You can.
Yeah.
But I think it's all connected to your brain as well.
No, I'm sure that's probably the answer. Yeah.
There has got to be. I mean, there's an answer to that one.
Right.
I don't know exactly the answer, but there is.
There is.
Yes,
there absolutely
it does exist.
Is. Yes. It's Jamie and Stoney on The Ticket.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.